WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. No update on an auto and pedestrian accident that occurred sometime before 7:30 that narrowed westbound University Drive East to one lane between Spring Loop and Taro near Panera. We'll update you on that as soon as we have information. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has announced committee assignments. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was reappointed to the Appropriations, Higher Education, and House Administration Committees. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County was named Vice Chairman of Rules and Resolutions. He will continue to serve on the Environmental Regulation and Natural Resources Committees. While a special election will determine who serves in District 13, which includes Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties, the winner will serve on the Corrections and County Affairs Committee. A full list by person and by committee is online at WTAW.com. There's an estimated 25,000 people in Brazos and surrounding counties who qualify for health insurance under Obamacare, but only 1,000 signed up last year. A local coalition called Enroll Brazos Valley invites those without coverage to enroll online, visit local offices during the week, or attend special sign-up events this Saturday. Spokesman Tim Ottinger says it's important for those who have health insurance to encourage those who don't want to enroll.
It's called cost shifting in healthcare. You know, if someone comes in and can't pay, the shift goes to an individual that can pay. And so we as individuals are already paying for this if you have insurance. And so the more we can encourage people to get on insurance and be covered, it really decreases that burden on everyone else.
The 15th is the deadline to enroll for federal health insurance. If your vehicle inspection sticker expires in March, now is the time to start thinking about new state regulations. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says March is the first month where inspection stickers will be replaced by a paper document that you'll take to renew your vehicle registration.
Now, you still want to keep that inspection sticker on your car until you get it registered in March of 2016, because if you pull it, let's say March 1st, you pull it off, then when you go to get your vehicle registered, if it was still valid, you're going to have to go through and get it re-inspected.
Once the new rules begin, law enforcement won't be issuing tickets for expired inspections, only for expired registration. A College Station policeman waiting at a stoplight spotted a vehicle with no insurance. That led to stopping a Jaguar in front of the police station and arresting a driver who's had multiple suspensions. 34-year-old Erica Ramos of College Station spent 5 minutes in jail before being released on $2,000 bond. The arrest report noted she was convicted last July and last October in College Station of driving with an invalid license. Members of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents had little to say about their choice for the president's job at the flagship university, but a majority of regents, including Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan, thanked interim president Mark Hussey.
We could not have had this kind of a deliberate search that yields such a good result. Mark Hussey was unbelievable. I hope we can keep him here heading up agriculture, because he'll make a fine college president if he wants to.
Dr. Hussey will have spent about 1.5 years as interim by the time the new president, Michael Young, arrives, which is expected as early as April. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 39 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
And here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. You looking to have a crawfish party? No party too big, no party too small for Crawfish to Go. Call Boudreaux right now. 406-2222. 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. On the computer, too, at crawfishtogo.com.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of lingering cloudiness across the area for today. It'll be breezy. Temperatures will be 50 to 55 this afternoon. It does become clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 35 to 40. High pressure begins to settle in across the area tomorrow, partly sunny, milder, highs up around 60. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. During day Saturday, we'll see sunny, breezy, and warmer weather with highs around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:09, let's head over to Austin. District 14 State Rep John Rainey joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Yesterday was a day when you had folks from the Chamber of Commerce and city officials over for Legislative Day.
It was a good day. Lots of folks. I think there were about 70 of them that came.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good representation of our community.
Sure, and obviously they get in front of staff or members from all over the state of Texas to talk about their concerns. I see that the speaker made his assignments.
He did, and I'm very pleased. He appointed me back on appropriations and higher ed, and I'm pleased. I can't think of better committees for Brazos County.
You know, this was an unusual situation as well, because I think we had 8 chairmen who were no longer in a position to be in those spots, and that means there are lots of new faces sitting in the chairs.
Well, that's true. We have 10 new members of appropriations that have never served on the committee. We lost all of the sub-chairmen. The new chairman for appropriations is Chairman John Otto, who's been on that committee for quite some time. But all the other sub-chairs are open. We'll learn about that next week probably, and see who those sub-chairs are.
Yeah.
One of the sub-chairs was last session was John Zerwas, who's now going to be chairman of higher ed. So good things for me, because I know those gentlemen well and get along with them. So I think I'm in good shape with the chairman of the committees that I will serve on.
Boy, I would think with 10 members on appropriations, that might make things go a little bit slower. There's a learning curve there, and obviously there's plenty of time that has to be spent on that committee just generally, but lots of new faces.
It is. Lots of new faces. Still some that have been on there, you know, a couple terms. So we'll see how that all shakes out. It's going to be interesting, and I think Chairman Otto has a big job in front of him to select folks as those sub-chairmen that can do the job.
One there that you'd like to be on?
I sure would. We'll just see how that all plays out.
Okay.
It would be a big ask for a second-term person to be a sub-chair, but we'll just see how that all works out.
Comments that in the Dallas Morning News this morning from Dr. Bill Powers, the president at UT, saying that if something is not done as far as funding is concerned, or if it stays the same, tuition may have to go up at the flagship campus in Austin. Your thoughts there?
Well, I've talked to Chancellor Sharp and President Hussey. They have told me that for the 10 years prior to tuition deregulation and the 10 years after deregulation, tuition rates actually went up at a higher rate during regulation than it did during deregulation. A&M has tried to stay in something less, a little less than the inflation rate. So I don't know. I guess we'll just have to look at that a little closer. I do know that the cost of going to college is a whole lot more than it was when I was in school. I can tell you that. That was a long time ago.
Now, back to the committees for just a minute, obviously, on appropriations. Give the audience a kind of an idea of what the schedule calls for when you are on the Appropriations Committee.
Well, it'll start next week. We're going to start the first 3 days. Actually, we're going to start at 10 o'clock on Monday, and we don't go back into session until 2. So we'll probably spend 3 hours getting, I guess you'd say, a brief introduction of where we're headed. And we'll do that for 3 days. Then we're probably going to get our subcommittee assignments and go from there. And then after that, as soon as we get those subcommittee chairmanships and assignments, we will be starting about 7 o'clock in the morning and going till 10, and then after session is adjourned, we'll start right back and may go to late, 8 or 10, you never know, trying to do all the work that it takes to help go through that budget. I truly wish that we had a little more time, but I'm going to suggest that we begin a process of reviewing certain groups, departments, each year, and maybe over a 10-year period, we can review each department and make sure they're in a deeper detail.
Sure. Any legislation you've got coming up that you're going to introduce this week or next week?
I have a few little things. We're going to introduce a bill about frozen fetuses so they could be adopted. You know, a lot of couples that have trouble with that are produce these fetuses and then use until they have success, and then those fetuses are frozen and they're their property. And this would allow those people who choose to put those fetuses out for adoption.
Okay.
Embryos. Let me get that right.
I got you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Now, and tell me a little bit now, because it seems like, at least on the Senate side, there's a thought that open carry could really be brought up over there after earlier the lieutenant governor had said that was probably not the case. What's the sense in the House right now for that?
Well, I think it would be looked at closely. I suspect that in the end, if we pass an open carry bill, it will be one that would allow people who already have CHLs to do that. And I do not think we're going to pass constitutional carry, which would just allow anyone to carry a weapon openly.
And obviously, we'll watch that. John Rainey is the representative of the 14th District, and we hear from him on Thursday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week, John.
All righty. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye. It's 8:16.
It's easy to give a truly special gift to your Valentine with help from the Chocolate Gallery.
With over 30 flavors of gourmet chocolates to choose from, you can hand-select an assortment especially for your sweetie. Or pick up Valentine cupcakes in flavors like red velvet, champagne and strawberry, and dark chocolate raspberry.
And, of course, you can never go wrong with chocolate-covered strawberries. You can pre-order or walk in and make your purchase.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
And online at bcschocolategallery.com.
8:17, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Gwen's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you on this rainy morning?
Yeah, it is. Well, the sun's going to be here tomorrow. That's what they tell us. We'll see. All right,
don't
what's going on in
singing.
The city of Bryan? Yeah.
Oh, we've got a lot of fun stuff going on. You know, January hit, and we're out and running. This weekend, which is actually going to be a gorgeous weekend.
It is.
70 and sunny. And come out to the Morris Buzz Hamilton Dog Park. Mm-hmm. We are going to have Smooch a Pooch.
Okay.
It is going to be a really fun, just a quick little 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come out, get a photo taken in a kissing booth with your favorite furry friend.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have our photographers out there taking those. And it's a $2 donation. This booth is fabulous. We're working on it now. So it'll be just a fun event. There'll be some crafts for kids, and the Animal Center will be out there, and the Brazos Lost and Found with some information. So come out and enjoy that. It'll be a great day to get out and enjoy the weather. Also, we've got aquatics classes going on. Even though it is cold and rainy, we do have a heated pool in Bryan, and we've got prenatal, postpartum water fitness and a water fit class. Registrations are going on right now, and the classes are beginning here very shortly. Residents are $70, and non-resident is $75, and you can do one-day fees as well.
Okay.
So if more information on that, you can call the Aquatic Center at 209-5222. Also, we have a culinary class, which will be next week, which is actually full. We're very excited.
Good. That's outstanding.
We started this series the end of last year, and they've become very popular. So I want to put a shout-out for our next one coming up in March. It will actually be two-night series, March 9th and 10th. It's the Art of Making Sugar Flowers at the Rudder Cafe from 6 to 8 that Monday and Tuesday evening. Chef Peggy Higgins, her business is Top That Cake Designs, will be our class instructor, and registration is $40 for resident and $45 for non-resident. And then just a reminder, first Friday tomorrow night We hope to have beautiful weather. We're going to be out there on 26th in Texas, the city of Bryan. We'll be taking pictures for our I Am Bryan campaign. And also, you can ask questions about the local government, and we'll use that in our web series on the Bryan Beat.
Oh, very good. All right. So lots of stuff going on, that's for sure. And again, yeah, reminder on First Friday. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving our insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Yeah, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tracy's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. Haven't seen you in a while. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So, tell me what we've got going on.
Our education department is just rocking and rolling. They've got a lot going on in the next couple of weeks, so I wanted to come in and tell everybody about all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
This Wednesday, they're going to do a distance learning program from the Valley Forge National Historical Park. It's called George to George, Presidential Leadership, and it's a celebration of President's Day. So they're going to be talking about George Washington and George Bush.
Okay.
The father.
Yeah.
About just different things about their presidency and their leadership. And I think it's going to be a great program. It's not live here. Like I said, it's just distance learning. So you'll have to go to our website to get more information about how to log on to that.
Okay, but that'd be neat. A21, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You got the Aggie Sports Report coming up for you in just a couple of minutes.
The Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Okay, let's try again, huh?
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tracy's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. Haven't seen you in a while. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So, tell me what we've got going on.
Our education department is just rocking and rolling. They've got a lot going on in the next couple of weeks, so I wanted to come in and tell everybody about all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
This Wednesday, they're going to do a distance learning program from the Valley Forge National Historical Park. It's called George to George, Presidential Leadership, and it's a celebration of President's Day. So they're going to be talking about George Washington and George Bush.
Okay.
The father.
Yeah.
About just different things about their presidency and their leadership. And I think it's going to be a great program. It's not live here. Like I said, it's just distance learning. So you'll have to go to our website to get more information about how to log on to that.
Okay, but that'd be neat. Again, kind of an accessible thing, and I presume probably will be archived so people could watch it maybe after the fact, too.
I hope so,
yeah,
yes.
It's for
grades 3 through 8, so that's
okay.
A pretty good spread of ages. Mm-hmm. And then next Wednesday, the 27th, we have Forgotten Heroes, the Buffalo Soldiers, and this is a program that we do every year because it's so popular. And they have hands-on artifacts. It's completely interactive, and it tells a story, a little-known story, about the Buffalo Soldiers, the 9th Cavalry, and the 25th and 24th Infantry.
Now, is there an exhibit that goes along with that, or is it travels around, or what kind of visuals go along with that? Do you know?
They just have all these artifacts about the soldiers okay. and different things, and they answer questions, and the kids get to touch all the artifacts and handle everything. It's a really neat program. We've been doing it for several years.
And what age group are we looking at there?
I think K through 12.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's good for any of them.
Yeah.
And that's also distance learning. So, again, just go to our website for more information, send us an email, and I'll give you that information when we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, every year we do an art and essay contest. And this year it's based on our genome exhibit, which is Genome, the Secret of How Life Works. And this one is called Uniquely You. So it's all about just study of genomes and how DNA and cells work. So we have essays for K through 12 and artwork for K through 12.
Keeping them busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, while we're talking about that, how long is that the genome exhibit going to go?
That's going to close on July 5th, so you still do have time to see that. Mm. Again, that's very hands-on. It's actually on a fifth grade level, so any of us can understand it.
I was going to say, that's probably fits very well for me.
Good for me, too, yes.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's very hands-on, so you can get in there and put DNA strands together and twist helixes, and it's a good time. It's
okay.
A lot of fun.
Very good. If they want some more information on all of this, what do they do?
Go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu or send us an email at bush.education@nara, which is nara.gov.
Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Bush Library on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-483-3562. That's 800-483-3562. Call 800-483-3562.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Is next. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Here is a pass far side. Caruso has it, fakes it, now shoots a three. Did he make this
one?
Bottom of the net, Caruso.
Hey, a jump
22.
Shot.
Yeah, the three. First three of the game, either team. 22-19, Texas A&M. 4:13 left. A&M, loss in Oxford, Mississippi last night. Final score of 69-59. It brought the Aggies' 6-game winning streak to a close. The Aggs now are 15-6 for the year. Still in second place, but a tie now, not by themselves anymore, at 6-3. Same for Ole Miss at 6-3. And for the Rebels, that brings their season record to 15-7. A&M in scoring in that game, Courtney Robertson had 12, Alex Caruso 13, and Tavario Miller also with 13 points. For the Rebels, they were led by Stephon Moody, who's been averaging 17 a game. He had 19 in that one. A&M won the battle of the boards 42-39. However, neither team shot the ball that well. A&M for the game 38.6, and Ole Miss a percentage point better at 38.7. At halftime, Ole Miss was up by a point. They won the second half 36-27, and it was a 10-point win. Again, Ole Miss over the Aggs. A&M now will take on Missouri in Columbia on Saturday. That game will tip at 5 o'clock. Our broadcast on this radio station will start at 4:30. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate Company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at myactivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. No questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. Have you ever had someone give you a bad check? Was it for a lot of money? Well, that's what happened to George. Well, George didn't like to talk about it too much, but the facts of the story don't change just because someone horsed around and spent time showing off his check. Now, imagine that the check was for starring in a movie, and it was, at least in your mind, your ticket to stardom. Well, that's pretty much how it was for George. He was something of a tough kid from the streets of the city, but through some contacts he had made in the entertainment industry, he got offered a part in a movie. And not just any part, either. No, the producers were making a gangster movie, and George, well, he looked perfect for the part. Yeah, he looked tough, but somewhere beneath that tough mug was a beguiling style that the producers wanted to exploit. So he was cast in the role, and brother, did he dig in. Now, let me tell you the caper. The movie moguls offered him $25,000 for his part in the movie. Now, that was a ton of money back then. Not too darn bad now, really. Did he run out and blow it on wine, women, and song? No, he didn't. But neither did he put the money in the bank and save it. Nope, he did what most street kids who never had a dime in their pocket would do. He spent the next couple of weeks running around, showing it off to his friends. Yep, believe it or not, he just carried that $25,000 check in his pocket and seemed to get a ton of attention from all of his friends on the street with that big check. It was impressive, and he was quickly learning that he could parlay that into some real favors without actually having the cash at all. But, of course, that kind of wore thin, too. And when his friends started demanding that he come up with his share of some of the deals that he was making, George decided it was time to cash that check. But there was a problem, a big problem. The movie, which was going to make George a star, was a bust. The movie flopped, and the producers were bankrupt. The check was worthless. George, the would-be star, faded once again into the tough streets that he came from. He would act once again, years later, after he made a name for himself in another arena. It's a little-known fact that the would-be star who didn't cash his acting check and missed his chance at show business stardom would go down in our hearts and minds as one of the greats of sports. The would-be star, George Herman Ruth. That's right, Babe Ruth.
Life-saving scorpions. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Sodium ions are important to nerve function, and some toxins from venomous creatures bind to nerve cells, change how they interact with sodium, and either block nerves or overexcite them. In the wild, this can mean death or paralysis. But in the lab, these toxins are invaluable to learning about nerve function and producing life-saving drugs. In the Journal of General Physiology, Johns Hopkins researcher Frank Bosmans and his colleagues describe using scorpion toxin and a new sensor chip to identify promising drug candidates.
You can test thousands of compounds in a day, and if there's one compound there that can displace the scorpion toxin, we could theoretically find a new drug.
Revealing which compounds target the same nerve site as the scorpion toxin could lead to new therapies for heart disease and neuromuscular disorders. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, a sad story about the possibility of deadly dangers of taking selfies. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. When you're making a business presentation, you need a projector that'll help you grab people's attention and bring your ideas to life. But not all business projectors are created equal. That's why you need to go with the number one selling projector brand in the world, Epson. Epson is the only brand to use 3 LCD technology in all of its projectors. And that's important because 3 LCD technology delivers better color than the leading competitors. How do Epson's projectors deliver better color? First, they have 3 times higher color brightness. And second, they have up to 3 times wider color gamut. It's that simple. With Epson business projectors, you get better, more accurate color. No wonder 9 out of 10 people prefer images from Epson over the leading competitors. Here is something else you need to know. Epson projectors project images up to 25 times larger than a flat panel. So in your next meeting, if you want to go big and bring your ideas to life with better color, get an Epson business projector. Epson, built to perform. Everyone's seen those viral videos of people walking into utility poles or fountains at the mall while texting. Walking and using a mobile device is one thing. Driving is yet another. Many states have already passed laws to stop texting and driving. But what about selfies? And this week, after a long investigation, the National Transportation Safety Board published its opinion. And it was that a young pilot and his two friends were so distracted by taking selfies while flying their small plane just outside Denver, Colorado, that they lost control and crashed, killing them all. The investigators know this because in addition to finding the selfies on their phones, the pilot was also recording everything going on in the plane's cockpit on a GoPro video camera. The sad lesson for us all is that technology can cause big distractions. Even the act of taking a selfie at the wrong place at the wrong time can be very deadly. Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police report an auto and pedestrian accident that narrowed westbound University Drive east to one lane early this morning near Panera has been cleared and all lanes have reopened. There is one change to the committee assignments between the two state representatives serving Brazos County. Kyle Cassell has been named Vice Chair of Rules and Resolutions. He will continue to serve on the Natural Resources and Environmental Regulation Committees. And John Rainey will continue to serve on the Appropriations, Higher Education, and House Administration Committees. Online at WTAW.com, you can find the House committee lists by committee and by person. The work of Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey was recognized this week by the Board of Regents. Chancellor John Sharp received multiple seconds to Dr. Hussey's contribution of the selection of Michael Young,
whose stewardship allowed us the time to find the very best president that this university could possibly have. If it weren't for him and his steady leadership with that allowed the search committee to do its diligence without hurry, Mark Hussey is really to be commended in this process, and I know you all agree with that.
Absolutely.
Hussey will return as a system vice chancellor and A&M's dean of agriculture once Dr. Young starts, which could be as soon as April. It's estimated only 1,000 people in Brazos and surrounding counties signed up for Obamacare last year out of 25,000 who were eligible. Increasing enrollment is the goal of the Enroll Brazos Valley Coalition, which is composed of several healthcare-related organizations. Spokesman Tim Ottinger says the biggest misconception remains the cost.
The average cost for an individual was about $100 a month. And again, that based on your income, so it really is affordable. And that's the biggest one we're pushing back on is, if you haven't seen them, gone in and talked to someone, you really don't understand the affordable piece, and we would encourage people to look at it.
Sign-up events are taking place Saturday in Bryan and College Station. Details are online at WTAW.com of those locations, as well as when local counselors are available during the week and enrolling at the coalition's website. The federal deadline for the Affordable Care Act is the 15th. The state's health department says more Texas parents are opting to not have their children vaccinated. The agency reports more than 38,000 students were exempted from required vaccinations in the 2013 and 14 school years. That's up from an estimated 10,400 students in 2007 and 8. Parents are allowed under law to exempt their child from Texas immunization requirements. It took 9 Brazos County Sheriff's officers to resolve a standoff at a home in Benchley, north of Bryan, earlier this week. According to the arrest report, a bondsman requested assistance to arrest the occupant, 51-year-old Judy DeLeon, on charges of drug possession and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. One of 3 men with DeLeon snuck out through a broken window and told deputies DeLeon wouldn't let him go out through the door. That resulted in contacting a district judge to get a search warrant, which led to the Sheriff's Department tactical team forcing their way through the front door. DeLeon was arrested without any resistance. 2 roommates, 24-year-old Justin Price and 24-year-old Justin Haskell, were taken to jail on charges of resisting arrest and hindering DeLeon's apprehension. An off-duty College Station police officer working security at the Gateway Apartments on Holloman caught a burglary suspect kicking in a front door. With the assistance of on-duty officers, 24-year-old Joshua Stewart of College Station was apprehended in the parking lot of the Valero convenience store at Holloman and Welburn. Cash and stolen property with an estimated value of $3,000 was returned to the victim. A Bryan man who accidentally fired a newly purchased rifle in his apartment wound up being arrested for marijuana possession. According to the arrest report, a bullet came close to hitting a friend in the head. A shot also went through a bedroom wall into a neighboring apartment that was occupied, but no one was hit. Bryan police investigating what was originally reported as a criminal mischief case at the College Edge Apartments west of Blinn College smelled marijuana, which led to finding a personal use quantity in a bedroom. 23-year-old Anthony Leatherwood was not arrested on anything related to the gunfire, which he told officers he was not aware the safety was off when he pulled the trigger. Police seized the rifle and 24 rounds of ammunition. March begins new state vehicle regulations that ends the use of inspection stickers, but to renew annual registration, inspections will still be required. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen is among those who has different months for inspections and registrations.
My inspection sticker doesn't expire until October. Now, I get an extra year, I guess, in there. So, and when I go in July to get my registration, they will make sure that I have a current valid inspection, and they will register my vehicle. Then when my inspection sticker expires, I don't have to get it reinspected until 90 days before my registration sticker is going to expire again, so in 2016.
McKeithen says to not remove inspection stickers until you get your 2016 registration sticker, which will serve both purposes. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's one of the questions answered in the new movie, A Matter of Faith, which opens Friday, February 6th. A Matter of Faith is an inspiring college drama dealing with the subject of creation versus evolution. I guarantee you will enjoy this thought-provoking movie. It starts February 6th only at the Premier Theaters in Bryan. A Matter of Faith is a movie that's going to speak to you. To see the trailer, go to amatteroffaithmovie.com.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And, of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946 with two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So, if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Good morning. It's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Considerably cloudy for today, but drier weather will gradually filter in, and it gets here tonight. All the clouds today, well, they'll hold temperatures between 50 and 55. It'll be breezy. Becoming clear to partly cloudy later tonight. Lows anywhere from 35 to 40. Partial sun with a high of 60 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. Sunny, breezy, and milder during the day Saturday, high Saturday near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Chill factor's 30 right now.
Get out!
We're headed in the wrong direction. This is not good. Stop it.
Well, it's February.
Yeah. A little different. So there's been a lot of controversy about high fructose corn syrup.
Ugh, terrible stuff.
Some people believe it's
bad. I like
bad
hero syrup.
Okay, well, here we go. Others say that it's just fine in moderation. So let's do a little, you know, side-by-side comparison.
Okay.
All corn syrup is
natural,
as the name implies, is from corn.
Right.
Uh-huh. makes it cheaper to produce than regular sugar. And because the U.S. American government spends a lot of money to make corn growth a relative inexpensive thing to do, you know, that's why it's out there. Regular corn syrup, the kind that you buy in the store for making candy or whatever, is primary glucose suspended in water. You use it in your cooking because you want to keep crystals from forming in your candy, right? Okay, or maybe you need something chewy. When manufacturers use corn syrup, they most often use it to save money. So they treat the corn syrup with enzymes in order to have more fructose than glucose. Since fructose is sweeter than glucose, they don't need to use as much in order to get the sweetness level that they need, hence the name high fructose corn syrup. Did you learn anything there?
No, I knew that.
I don't think I knew about the enzyme.
Yeah, it's 50-50 glucose and fructose right. to make sucrose.
Okay.
And so they just bump up that fructose a little bit because your tongue responds to it quite well.
Yes.
In the sweetness factor.
And that's what they want.
That's what they want.
They want to make sure that it tastes the right amount of sweet for you.
Fructose is a very bad thing.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is.
Is it worse than cigarettes?
I would say yes.
What?
The addictive levels of fructose. I'm no scientist. Do your own research. But I've watched. There's an hour-long talk by, and the name's going to escape me because I'm going to try to talk about it, but it's called Sugar, the Bitter Truth.
Okay.
It's a one-hour talk by a guy who studied this for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen it, I've watched it, sat down and watched it probably three times in totality. It's a lot of science. It's a lot of stuff I didn't quite understand. But he said it so convincingly and so well. He presented it in a way that was approachable to me. And I haven't been able to get rid of sugar completely, but he's right. I mean, the way sugar is treated in the body,
yeah.
You'd be better off having a beer.
Cool. Why'd you watch it three times?
Downfall.
Yeah, why'd you watch it three times?
I caught it one time about 3 years ago. And every time it comes up and I think about it again, just about once a year, I watch it because it's incredible how sugar is, how it behaves in your body or how your body treats it.
Are you depressed after you've done that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, see. Got your sugar low then, don't you?
Yeah.
Speaking of, you might visit Facebook when you're bored or feeling blah, but the network could make your mood even worse, especially if you're the jealous type, according to a study recently published in the academic journal Computers and Human Behavior.
Oh, I bet you that's a mesmerizing read.
You know it. Researchers recruited 736 college students to use Facebook for about 2 hours a day and then distributed surveys to find out exactly how they use Facebook. Luckily for Facebook addicts, researchers didn't find a direct link between Facebook use and depression. The heaviest users were no more likely to be depressed than less active users. However, students who use Facebook the most overall spent more time Facebook stalking their friends because most people use Facebook to project the most flattering versions of themselves. Browsing other people's seemingly perfect profiles can make you jealous. So it should come as no surprise that students who were most envious, as per the surveys, were especially prone to depression. Got to go in with the right frame of mind. Hello.
With the trying to avoid fructose, we're supposed to no longer eat fruits and vegetables.
No,
the sugar in fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, but I know that's naturally occurring. I think.
It's at a much lower level.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
All things in moderation. I'm not going to eschew anything. I eat cookies when they come up here.
Sure,
I know what the deal is.
But you won't be passed out ODing on strawberries. It's okay. So check the ingredients on your lipstick, ladies, or your nail polish if it's that shimmery type. Probably contains pearl essence.
Uh-huh.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Sure,
sounds luxurious, doesn't it?
Fish scales.
That's right.
Blah.
Pearl essence is a big business byproduct for fisheries. Those little shiny herring especially. Those pulverized, gleaming little scales wind up in lots of cosmetics and hair products and paint and ceramics and jewelry, basically so that it'll shimmer like the little fitty did. That's the reason the fish shimmer. So if you think fish scales in lipstick is gross, get a load of these cerebrosides. That's what they're called, cerebrosides, used in skincare products to create a smoother skin surface, increase moisture retention, and heighten luminosity. Yeah. According to the Food and Drug Administration, the raw material for these cerebrosides, is in cosmetics comes from cattle, oxen, or swine brain cells? Yeah.
Swine brain cells?
That's what I said. If all that bothers you, there are cosmetic companies that use only plant-based ingredients. I think Aveda is one of them. So you won't have to put pig brains on your face if you don't want to. Heidi and pig brains making you look pretty good, hon. What do you think?
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Baron's Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the county fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
And here he comes. It's the Crawfish Man. He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. On the weekend, look for us in Bryan at that Exxon store, Boonville at Briarcrest, right across the street from Allen Academy. Crawfish, shrimps, filet, gumbo, and more. Call 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On that computer, crawfishtogo.com.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, a square is a rectangle. Did you know that?
A square is a... No.
Yes.
And pi are round.
A square must have four equal sides. A rectangle can have two or more equal sides. Thus, all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. Today's little helpful hint. The other thing that you may not have known is that once was illegal to hunt camels in Arizona. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I had no idea that you could not hunt camels in Arizona.
It was also illegal to put a skunk in somebody's desk in Michigan, but, you know, they changed that law.
So. Well, that's good.
Yeah, just letting you know.
I like getting a little freedom back every now and then.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. Fox says this year's Emmy Awards will be moved to Sunday night. Last year, the show was done on Monday night to avoid any possible conflict with Sunday night football. This year, however, Fox apparently decided to suck it up and hope that the star power of the celebrities will outweigh the football fans. So we'll see how that works out. Speaking of all that stuff, you know, one of the things that makes Jimmy Fallon different from the other talk show hosts at night is he can sing. He's a pretty talented fellow. Well, he's imitated Neil Young lots of times over the years, but on Tuesday night, he got to do it with the man himself.
Okay, that would be pretty cool.
Jimmy and Neil dressed identically, sat on stools with acoustic guitars, and performed his 1972 track Old Man from his Harvest album. Neil looked like he was having fun and complimented Jimmy on his impression. Neil stuck around to do Who's Gonna Stand Up from his latest story tone with The Roots. That's the band, The Roots. So.
That's the Fallon band.
Yeah, exactly. So there you are. I mean, not bad to get him to come in. Did you see this picture of the London double-decker bus?
Uh-uh.
Driving around London, doing its thing. It hits low-hanging branches, had the top completely peeled back.
Whoa!
Two people sent to the hospital with facial injuries. That was all. That was all.
That's lucky.
Yeah, pretty danged amazing that happened.
That is cool, though.
Oh, I don't know if we have it. We're going to save a story because it's about cats. We don't have time to...
Have to wait for Mr. Downs.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's here, but I just don't want to mess with it right now. So anyway, but it's there, and we'll do that tomorrow. So there'll be a cat story for all you cat people.
Attention, men. Are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-483-3562. That's 800-483-3562. Call 800-483-3562. 483-3562.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTW. It's about 4 minutes till. So apparently this new commercial for Super Bowl, the Come Back to the Sea by Carnival Cruises, has made some people angry. It appears that the company, in their view, is promoting evolution in its invitation to head back to the sea, obviously on one of their big ships. The issue stems from the ad's voiceover, which borrows a speech from President John F. Kennedy made before the 1962 America's Cup. I don't know what he said that that did that. But anyhow, people offended over that. Brian Henderson has made more than 47,000 edits to his site since 2007, and almost all of them were to fix one error, the incorrect use of comprised of. He's a software engineer, one of the most active editors on the Wikipedia site. Every Sunday, he runs a software program that he wrote himself, searching for his pet peeve phrase. Any articles that he hasn't already edited in the past 6 months get fixed. He usually does about 70 to 80 edits a week, which takes no longer than an hour. As for the grammatical error itself, let's just say many people get the verbs to comprise and to compose confused. Typically, comprised of should actually be composed of, consists of, or similar words. He owns 6,000 word Wikipedia entries on the subject. He's done it 6,000 times.
Does he have his own page about that?
You know, he probably does or probably should.
That is by definition OCD.
Yeah, I'd say he's busy. Don't bother me now. Ashley Graham making history as the first plus-size model to appear in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh, really?
That's exactly right. Going to be wearing a tiny black string bikini designed by Swimsuits for All, an online swimsuit retailer for curvy women.
Huh.
The swimwear store has unveiled its new Curves in Bikinis ad campaign on the pages of SI, marking the first time plus-size models have celebrated their curves. Swimsuit issue was first published. Do you know when?
No, I don't.
1964.
Oh, wow.
So, there you are. So
she's a pretty lady.
All right. Need to know if your perfect match is on Craigslist? And if it's marriage material, there's an app that you can get to help you make that decision. Marriage Material launched Monday, and it's a website that boasts that its creators spent months working with dozens of relationship experts to best analyze your marital fate. The app provides two quizzes, extra quizzes cost 99 cents. One is to determine where your partner falls on the lazy/hot scale, and two, calculates your compatibility.
lazy/hot scale,
well,
I like that.
One direction or the other, right? So there you go. That's there's one more new app for that. Cuba has released new photos of Fidel Castro so that you'll know he's alive. What, they got him holding a newspaper? How did that How does that work? And
no, we swear he's really alive.
Yeah, he really is. That's it. Then I guess you saw the couple was arrested in D.C. for leaving their toddlers in the cold car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, they were in a fancy restaurant at a wine tasting. But they left a phone there so that they could monitor.
Wow. Kind of thing.
This date in 1919, United Artists was formed, the film company. The reason was is because it was Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith, who were actually artists. So, see, they got together, and they started a film company, and they called it United Artists.
One might say they united.
Yeah, something like that. 1924, the Royal Greenwich Observatory began broadcasting the hourly time signals known as the Greenwich Time Signal, or BBC PIPS. Not the ones who sang with Gladys Knight.
No, not the same.
1924. WTAW, College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.
Fox News Radio.